we invite you to tune in to our 24/7 internet radio. It is loaded with edifying sermons, music, and other programs. You can listen to Stream Globe Radio at www.streamglobe.org.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled, Living in God's Abundant Provision. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall take our Bible reading from Romans chapter 8, verses 32 to 33. Since he did not spare even his own son, but gave him up for us all, won't he also give us everything else? I have just read from the New Living Translation. Phila realized he couldn't always anticipate his future needs and ask God for them in advance. However, he also discovered a way to live where his needs were met before he even prayed for them. Many believers struggle with the thought that God is reluctant to bless them because of their imperfections. But this belief is incorrect. If God gave us Jesus while we were still sinners, how much more will he freely give us everything else we need now that we are his children? See Romans 5:8. The most important thing you need in this life is grace. Grace to walk in God's will and live a life that pleases him. This is what it truly means to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Matthew 6:33. When you make God's priorities your priorities, you won't have to struggle for provision. God will ensure that all you need is supplied in due time. Having faith in Christ gives you right standing with God, not because of your works, but because of Christ's finished work. However, walking in righteousness means actively living out God's divine nature, his love, holiness, and truth. This is the fruit God expects from all who have obtained right standing through faith in Christ. Andrew, a young believer, used to be overly concerned about his finances and personal needs. But one day, he made a decision to focus more on growing spiritually and serving God rather than worrying about material things. He noticed that as he devoted himself to God's work, doors began to open for him. Opportunities he didn't even pray for came his way. He finally understood what it meant to live in divine provision. Go into today asking the Lord to help you keep your priorities right. Seek his kingdom first and trust that he will take care of all your needs just as he promised. Prayer. Lord, help me to focus on what truly matters, seeking you and walking in righteousness. I trust you to provide for all my needs according to your riches in glory. Amen. Today's yearly Bible reading shall be taken from Matthew chapters 3 to 4. This Bible reading plan is continuous. If you begin with us today, by this time next year, you will have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. The reading comes up next. Matthew chapters 3 to 4.
In those days, John the Baptist came, preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying,
Repent! The kingdom of heaven is near!
This is he who was spoken of through the prophet Isaiah. A voice of one calling in the wilderness, Prepare the way for the Lord, make straight paths for him. John's clothes were made of camel's hair, and he had a leather belt around his waist. His food was locust and wild honey. People went out to him from Jerusalem and all Judea and the whole region of the Jordan. Confessing their sins, they were baptized by him in the Jordan River. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and the Sadducees coming to where he was baptizing, he said to them,
You brood of vipers! Who warned you to flee from the coming wrath? Produce fruit in keeping with repentance! And do not think you can say to yourselves, We have Abraham as our father. I tell you that out of these stones, God can raise up children for Abraham. The axe is already at the root of the trees, and every tree that does not produce good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. I baptize you with water for repentance, but after me comes one who is more powerful than I, whose sandals I am not worthy to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will clear his threshing floor, gathering his wheat into the barn and burning up the chaff with unquenchable fire. For I am not the Messiah. Let me tell you that. Let me be very clear.
Then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to be baptized by John. But John tried to deter him, saying,
I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?
Jesus replied,
Let it be so now.
It is proper for us to do this to fulfill all righteousness.
Then John consented. As soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water. At that moment, heaven was opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said,
"This is my Son, whom I love. With him, I am well pleased."
Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. After fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. The tempter came to him and said,
"If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread."
Jesus answered,
"It is written, people do not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God."
Then the devil took him to the holy city and had him stand on the highest point of the temple.
"If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and they will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone."
Jesus answered him,
"It is also written, do not put the Lord your God to the test."
Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor.
"All this I will give you if you will bow down and worship me."
"Away from me, Satan! For it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only."
Then the devil left him, and angels came and attended him. When Jesus heard that John had been put in prison, he withdrew to Galilee. Leaving Nazareth, he went and lived in Capernaum, which was by the lake in the area of Zebulun and Naphtali, to fulfill what was said through the prophet Isaiah, "Land of Zebulun and land of Naphtali, the way of the sea, beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people living in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned." From that time on, Jesus began to preach,
"Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near."
As Jesus was walking beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, called Peter, and his brother Andrew. They were casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen.
"Come.
Who is that?
Follow me, and I will send you out to fish for people."
"We must follow him."
At once they left their nets and followed him. Going on from there, he saw two other brothers, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They were in a boat with their father Zebedee, preparing their nets. Jesus called them, and immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him. Jesus went throughout Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sickness among the people.
"Repent."
News about him spread all over Syria, and people brought to him all who were ill with various diseases, those suffering severe pain, the demon-possessed, those having seizures, and the paralyzed, and he healed them. Large crowds from Galilee, the Decapolis, Jerusalem, Judea, and the region across the Jordan followed him.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Kindly share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry, get more of our free resources, visit our website at streamglobe.org.
We invite you to tune into our 24/7 internet radio. It is loaded with edifying sermons, music, and other programs. You can listen to Stream Globe Radio at www.streamglobe.org.